No, they're not. They're marsupials.
They are marsupials. Yes.
Now, are they trouble with
the marsupials?
Hello.
Yeah, what up? Yeah. I'll do your little thing here. Now, listen, I can only talk about 15 minutes because I'm going to meet some broad at the coffee shop.
Okay. All right. So 15 minutes and you're going to meet this broad at the coffee shop.
Yeah, 15 to 20 minutes max.
Deal. So first off, now, Tom, how are you, Tom?
I've been really shitty the past day and a half.
Okay.
A day, right?
What's going on?
Well, I met some girl yesterday, last night in Port Clinton. And, I mean, it was fun, you know. And
sure.
I don't, besides Cedar Point, I had never been to Port Clinton. So I met her up and we went for a walk on the beach and then we put our feet in the water and the waves were crashing and it was nice. And then the sunset was really pretty. It had like a purplish orange effect to it. It was really nice. And then I get back to my car and some son of a bitch, cocksucker, keyed the back corner of my brand new car.
What corner of it?
The back right corner next to the trunk.
Okay, like a whole, like we're talking like just like sat there and scratched the hell out of it, or just like one little small shink?
No, it was one light one, then one medium one, and then two deep ones. Each deep one was probably 2 inches. So they're not really long, but they're fucking deep.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that happened in Port Clinton or if it had happened when I went out with Donahue the night before, because I didn't check the car after I got back from Donahue. So it could have been either at the Toledo Speedway, it could have been at the bar we went to, it could have been at Donahue's house in his residence,
yeah,
or it could have been in Port Clinton. So, but even if I figure that out, Grant, what's that going to tell me? It's not going to tell me who did it.
No.
Why do people do that?
Well, yeah, you know, it's just whatever, man. Some people are pissed off. My car, my Jeep, man, I go hunting a lot. I have dents from hitting trees, and my whole fucking undercarriage has been ripped off from huge rocks, and I live on Colorado, so the hail damage completely tore up my Jeep, man. So if there was a scratch on my Jeep, I wouldn't even notice.
Right.
You know, but you just got this car.
I've only had it a little over 2 months. And I never park like an asshole. I always park right. I park correctly. I don't draw attention to me. I don't remember there being any type of dispute between anyone. So I can't say that there was a moment where I'm like, well, I may have done something. You know what I mean?
Well, did you ever think that she was being followed, the girl that you took out on a date with, and ex-boyfriend got all pissed off and then jacked your car up?
No, because I even remember her saying that. She's like, oh, I usually know some people that come up here. She's like, but I don't see anyone here today, so. Anyway, I don't know. What I think it was is someone was mad that I have a brand new car. Maybe some people have some kind of sick addiction to where they want to be the first person to put a scratch on it. So, I don't know.
Hang on a second. Now, let me, do you remember, were you part of this when me and Jamish and you would go around Sylvania Country Club back in the day and pop people's hood ornaments off?
No, I never did that. I was not there. That was not me. Honest, I never did that.
Okay.
That must have been you and Damon. I remember I used to smash mailboxes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Going after
beating them with
all those mailboxes
bags.
Smash coming back at you, man.
Oh, and then we used to take lighter fluid.
So let me ask you, man.
Yeah, listen, we used to take lighter fluid and set them on fire, Grant.
The mailboxes?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Tom. What the hell, man?
I don't know.
You're bitching at about a few scratches of your car. You completely destroyed somebody's mailbox. They had to go out, buy a brand new mailbox, put the mailbox in. Probably cost them $100 to do the damn thing. And you're bitching about a couple scratches?
Hey, what do you think they thought when they went out to get their mail?
I think they looked around and said, what the fuck?
Well, the mailman goes
to deliver.
I don't
know.
And it's just charred.
It's so Bernie says fuck it, and he still puts it inside the mailbox.
Yeah, it's still smoking. He's like, that's hot, that's hot. So, did I tell you about the time the guy chased us?
He what?
Did I tell you about the time the guy chased us down?
No.
I didn't.
No, tell me all about it.
It was me, Brian Allen, and Corey Murray. And, you know, of course, yeah. Brian's dead now. He's been dead for a while.
Yeah.
And we were hitting up mailboxes one after another. And we got this one guy, and as we're finishing it up, porch light comes on. I'm like, come on, we got to go. So, of course, my car is always running. And his driveway was so long back, I figured even if someone came out, we would be long gone because, you know, I had the 89 Probe and I thought I was fast. But, of course, I wasn't. And so the porch light comes on. This guy yells way down. Can't hear him, but I know he was yelling something. And he gets in his huge truck. And you know how fast those trucks go. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, come on. So we pour it, and we're driving, right? I'm like, God. We're like, oh, that was a rush. I'm like, there's no way he can catch us, right? And they're like, no, there's no way. And then before you know it, he's getting right on my ass. I'm like, shit. And I was going close to 90 on the country road. I'm like, oh, God. So we get down into Savannah. I'm like, we'll be safe in Savannah. I'm like, look, guys, what do you guys want to do? Because now's the time. Do you want to go to Kroger's? And, like, we get out, we all bail, you know, and then we just went our separate ways. I'm like, even if he kicks our ass, he can't kick all of our asses at the same time. And I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know. So the guy pulls up. As I go to take a left, he pulls right in front of me, almost at my car. And Corey's in the back seat. And Corey goes to reach for one of the baseball bats because he thought the guy was going to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, he goes, if you're reaching for a gun, you better use it now because this is your last chance. We're like, whoa. I'm like, whoa. No one's got to go back here, man. That's just, look. Sorry about the mailbox. Just take it easy. We just want to leave. He goes, no. He goes, you go to the cop station. I said, Jim, right. We're not going to the cop station. He goes, I'll tell you what. If you don't go to that cop station, I'm going to follow you around town all night, and I've got a full tank of gas. And I said, yeah, well, I do too. And, of course, I didn't. And he goes, and I'm going to drive around. And he goes, and wherever you stop, I'm going to get out and kick all of your asses. I'm like, yeah, right. I said, well, I'll just go somewhere public. He goes, I'll do it there too. So I'm like, son of a bitch. So I'm like, this guy's serious. So I'm like, shit, guys, what do you want to do? They're like, just go to the cop station. I'm like, come on, well, then we're going to get busted. They're like, what, do you want to die? I'm like, he's going to kill us. They're like, we don't know. I'm like, all right, you're right. So I'm like, all right, I'll go to the cop station. So I tear into the cop station, and then he tears in after me. And, you know, just the noise of tearing into the cop station must have drawn attention, of course, from the police. And and he gets out of the car, races right towards my window, and like a crazy animal starts banging his fist back and forth, and he goes, get the fuck out. Of course, I have the windows up and locked. He's just banging and banging. You get out right now. I'm like, no fucking way, dude. So then, a few seconds later, cops come out, not just one, whole little team of them, and they pull their guns out, and they go, get down on the ground. He goes, they busted my mailbox, and they go, we don't give a shit, get down on the ground. So he throws his hands up, they go, on the ground. So he gets on the ground, they put him in cuffs, and then they tell us, you get out of the car and back up. So we all get out and we back up. We get on the ground. We all get in cuffs. Before you know it, all four of us are in cuffs. And so like, what the hell's going on here? So then he tells his side of the story, which is the truth. And then we tell ours. And then they're like, how many mailboxes did you boys get tonight? Well, like, honestly, just the one. They're like, uh-huh. Yeah, we've been getting reports, actually, that there's been quite a bit going on. That you guys were like, what? What? So they search my car and find Corey's bowl and weed, but it wasn't on Corey. And then they're like, who's this? And before Corey or myself said anything, Brian said, it's mine. And they're like, okay, if you claim it's yours, we're putting it all on you. He's like, yep, it's all mine. And Corey's like, well, wait. And Brian goes, no, it's mine. Wasn't that nice of him?
Yeah.
And stupid.
Yeah, it was, man.
And stupid, but I thought that was really cool that he did that. It wasn't even his, and he took the rap. So then they had to... we all had to split the thing, the bill, to pay it back. It was like close to $40 a piece. And then instead of me getting charged, they said I could either go to his house and apologize or I could write him a letter. So I wrote him a letter instead and mailed it. I was like, sorry about your mailbox.
Wow.
No, I didn't say it like that. True story. Can you believe it?
That's a good story, man. It's a good story.
That's good.
So chances are then, man, you know, karma's kind of caught up with you with your car, and you got what you deserve, buddy.
Yeah, but why didn't it catch up? Why wasn't it complete on the last car? Because my last car got scratched, too. Got keyed.
I don't know. People love keying your car. They see you and they're like, God, that guy's a fucking douchebag. And they're like, I want to do something to him, but they don't want to like hurt you because you know you're like,
yeah,
you know, 5'8" and frail, you know, 120 pounds.
Excuse me,
so.
I'm at least 5'10".
Okay.
At least 5'10" is not 5'11", and I've gained some weight, so I'm about $170. So anyway,
all right.
So, then I ordered some knives from eBay. I was supposed to get 5, I only got 4. So I called PayPal, they refunded me the money for the last one. And then I talked to the guy on the phone. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, I'm just curious why it was some foreign guy. I'm like, why didn't you ship it out? He goes, oh, yeah, I shipped that out earlier. You get it tomorrow. I'm like, oh, okay. So I should be getting a completely free knife here.
Wow. So that was off the wall topic. Okay, man. Awesome. I'm glad you're getting knives.
Now, you don't think I'm like, well, wait a minute. I'm going to get bad karma for that, am I?
What's that?
I won't get bad karma for that, will I?
No, what's
because
what
I already
got them. I have thousands of knives, man.
No, because I got the money back and he's shipping it.
Oh, yeah. No, we all know that you're a piece of shit consumer, man. Like, you are the worst consumer I would ever want in my entire life, dude. Like, didn't you call and complain about a toothpaste that you got for free? And you called and complained about it, and they sent you another one for free.
What was that?
Is that right?
The cherries? Was it cherries?
You called. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. It was something.
The cherries.
For free, went back and complained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she sent me a $25 gift card. I bought some cherries, and then I told her I didn't really like the cherries, so she sent me another $25 gift card. Yeah,
you're like the worst customer in the world, man.
I was actually considering purchasing something from you.
For me?
Purchasing something from
me. Please do not purchase any of my beard stuff, man. I don't want you as a customer. I'm sorry. Hey, Grant, listen, use this beard oil stuff here. And you know what, man? I just don't like it. I would tell you, Tom, that's great. Send it back, man. Send it back. I'll give you a full refund. He's like, well, I used it all, so.
No. Sending things back here. You need to take care of me. Wait, I gotta tell you the latest.
Oh my god. Okay.
So then we go, Carrie picks me up and takes me to PF Chang's. Have you ever had that?
I have.
It's really good, right?
It is good. I like their lettuce wraps.
Yes. Oh, we should have got those. Well, we got Brussels sprouts and some other things. Everything was really good. So then the waitress, who, listen, I'm not kidding, she looked like Uma Thurman, Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Uma Thurman, big time. She has a headband on and everything. She looked directly like she was from Kill Bill. And so she was great. She gave Carrie a free soup, and turns out that she didn't charge Carrie for my soup or her soup. Or, what else? Or the Mr. Pibb I got, and she didn't charge for the extra nuts that came with my Mongolian beef. I mean, it was close to like $15 and stuff she didn't charge for. Check.
I wonder why. Have you been there before?
I don't think so, no. No, I wonder why, too.
Okay.
And then... But everything was great up until the point she goes to box up Carrie's shrimp noodle salad.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to box it up, and two of the shrimp fell and hit the table.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
No, listen.
Because for me, I'd have been like, oh, that's okay. No big deal. What the fuck? What did you do?
No. Listen, I didn't say anything because it wasn't my thing to say because it was Carrie's salad. So the waitress acknowledged it. She's like, oh, sorry. She goes, I dropped two of your shrimp on the table. She said, do you still want them? And Carrie's like, no, thanks. And the waitress goes, yeah, I wouldn't want them either. You can't trust these tables. And I'm like looking at this and I'm like, okay, Tom, do you say something or not? And I'm like, no. Not gonna say, because I thought about saying, could you go back and maybe get her two more shrimp, please? So I didn't do that. So then afterward, you know, Carrie looks at the bill and she's like, look at all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, great. I'm like, it more than made up for the two shrimp she dropped. And she's like, yeah, it did. Oh, and by the way, the waitress asked to box up mine. I'm like, no, thanks. I'll do it. So we leave. And on the, of course, I didn't spill anything, of course. And anyway, we leave, and but it took me like 10 minutes. But we leave, and Carrie's driving us back, and like, yeah, everything was great. And we're like, yeah. And I said, so what do you think about the shrimp incident? And she's like, well, she goes, I guess I was maybe just a little annoyed that, you know, that she dropped them. Because they weren't real big shrimp, but like medium size. And, of course, they were delicious. And you only got like 10 shrimp in the salad. And the salad was like $16-17. The main thing is the shrimp. So I'm like, yeah. I said, too bad about those two shrimp. I said, I wonder, you know, how your salad will be tomorrow, you know, without them. And she's like, oh, I'm sure it'll still be good. I'm like, yeah. But... I'm like, will you be thinking about those shrimp? She's like, probably not. Like, oh, okay, yeah. I'm like, well, I'll tell you what, I'll think about them for you. She goes, okay. So then she spends the night with me, and first time I'd ever let her do it. And we're having a good time, and of course I mentioned the shrimp again. And like, so what do you think about those two shrimp? Like, she's like, well, she's like, it's in the past, not a big deal. I'm like, you don't want me to call or anything, do you? She's like, no, no, I don't want you.
because I know you're itching to. I know you, and you're itching to call them and to complain. Like, you want to stir the pot.
So, yeah, I did. And so I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know what? She made up for it big time. She gave us the food, the soup, and that was really nice. She's like, yeah. So then Carrie leaves yesterday morning, and I thought, I should call. And
of course you did.
but I knew I wasn't going to mention who it was, so I asked for the manager, real nice, younger-sounding girl, and I told her about the shrimp incident. She goes, oh, no, no. She's like, that's never good. And she said, I mean, they're your shrimp. You paid for them. I'm like, well, I didn't, really. You know, my girlfriend did. And she's like, well, they're her shrimp, and she should have two more shrimp in her belly. I'm like, that's what I thought. And she goes, yeah. She goes, you know, usually in instances like that, she's like, and she goes, I've told servers before, and I'm going to make sure to tell them again, to not only just replace the shrimp, she said, but in those cases, when we drop food on the table that we're boxing up, she goes, I tell the servers, to replace the entire thing, to have given her an entire new shrimp salad. I'm like, oh. She's like, yeah. She goes, so if you don't mind, could I take out a gift card? And I said, yeah. So this is, you ready for the kicker?
Yeah.
So I had her on speakerphone, and my mom was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And, my mom is so great. My mom chimes in. She goes, can I have a gift card too? I'm like, mom. And the manager goes, you know what? She goes, I'm in a really good mood today. She said, yeah, I'll send you out two gift cards. I'm like, really? She goes, yeah. I'm like, wow, thank you. She goes, no problem. I said, can I ask how much you're sending, please? She goes, how about two $20 gift cards? I'm like, wow, this is great. So, gonna get $40. What do you think for two drop shrimp?
You know what, Tom? Like, not too many people complain. Like, if it was me, no big deal. But you know, the thing is, man, is that these businesses they are geared to have people like you and take care of you. You know. So, I think it's great.
She said,
we
don't want to lose your business, and we want you to keep coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's great, man.
Thank you. How much do you think the shrimp cost them?
Oh, I don't know, man. Like, maybe 25 cents each. Wholesale. You know, plus the manpower, obviously, that it took to get there, you know, and make and, you know, everything, so.
So I turned a 50-cent loss into a $39.50 profit.
Well, plus the free food you got, too. You got
food
comp.
Yeah. So we're talking $54.50. Not bad, Grant.
Yeah. Not bad, man. Jesus Christ, dude.
What? Is it wrong?
Yeah, it's – well, dude, I own a small business, right? So, like, if somebody said, hey, listen, I'd be like, sorry, dude. Like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, no. No.
No, wait. Now, what would happen if there were customers like me and many of them buying from you?
Okay, first off, I hope nobody is like you buying from me, man. But, you know, if I did get a customer, I'd tell them to fuck off. I'm sorry, but I'm a small business, man. Like, I don't have, I don't, I fucking, I don't have, like, the, the ability to give free stuff away. I just don't, you know. I wish I did. Right. I wish I was a conglomerate and had tons of money and could market and take care of the even crazy customers like yourself to not lose them, make them feel good. But
right.
I just can't. I can't do it.
Look, Grant, look, I will say the vast majority of the time I do not complain about products from eBay and stuff like that. And if you see the ratings I give back, and have given back to sellers over the years, I mean, the vast majority of them, 95-96% of them, I don't say anything about. It's just when something goes wrong or something, and it could be the smallest thing. I mean, I'll take it to the Supreme Court. What?
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, Tom, listen, I know you're tight on time, man. I hope you have a great date. I really do. Tell her I said hi. Give me a call later. Put it on speaker. Let me interview her. But yeah, man, hey, thanks. What?
Well, fuck her. She just made it until 8:30. I got a little bit more time. She extended it. She said she just sent me a message. I joined Match.com again. And she said that she.
Hold on, I love how you slipped little figs there. You joined Match.com again?
Yeah, I got a new credit card in the mail, so I did another 7-day trial. It's only supposed to be one per person, but every time I get a new credit card, they don't know the difference in the system.
Tom, you are the worst consumer. You're the worst consumer. I know, dude.
Well, are you stopping? Hey, there's nothing wrong with me. Stop.
No, there's a lot. No, you're right, dude. You're right. Just scam the system, dude. Do it. Do you, Tom. I love you for it.
Love you too, man. Anyway, she said she just had weight loss surgery, so after she eats sometimes her stomach acts up, but after a few minutes, it's all better. So, are you there? Grant? Are you there?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Sorry about that last, the interview just kind of got cut off there. So you were saying when we just got off the phone there, you're meeting up with a girl at Big B's, right? Now, if I remember correctly, the last time you went to Big B's was this young teenage girl or something. You had an altercation with her about the coffee or something, and you got into a big fight. And you...
I can't believe you remember that. And now I'm going back to the same one where the altercation happened.
You swore to me that you're never going to go shopping there again. You said, fuck that place. I can't stand it. I'll never shop there again.
I'll never go to Big B again, and I made a mistake.
Yep. So in reality, Tom, it doesn't matter if a company treats you good or bad, you're still going to go back no matter what.
It was an accident to set it up there, and after I did, I thought, son of a bitch. So what I'm thinking about doing is either going through the drive-thru with her or just having her go up and get the coffees, and I give her the coupon and my credit card.
Either way, Tom, you're still giving them your business. You swear you'll never do that again.
Well, then maybe I'll tell her when I meet her up there to let's go somewhere else. You're right. No, you're absolutely right.
Tom, you know how crazy she's going to think you are? Hey, listen, back about 2 years ago, something happened with a Groupon, and, you know, it was just a bad experience for me. I promised I would never go back. So listen, we're not going to go here. She would think you're absolutely bonkers, man.
Whatever, I am. Now listen, so this girl, she, the weight loss girl, seems really pretty actually. She said through Match.com that she would only give me her phone number when she knows things are permanent between us. What are your thoughts on that?
Permanent? I'm not
she
sure
used the word permanent.
So let me get this straight. She wanted to, she was leery about giving your phone number because she wanted to make sure that you guys were going to be an item permanently, you and her together forever, via an app with a guy who just used his credit card, probably his seventh one, for a trial membership for 7 days. And we all know that you're not permanent in anything.
Correct.
And that's the only reason that she would give you her phone number? Is if things were permanent with you?
Yeah. Well, trust me, I'm going to go into further detail with it when we meet up. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, me too. Like, what? Well, first up, you didn't get her phone number, did you? You did all this dating stuff on Match.com, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Because it's, look, my new thing is to just ask him straight up. My new thing, Grant, is to say, may we please go out, ? And then I said Thomas, and then a smiley face.
And that works.
It surprisingly seems to be working. Yes.
Okay.
And the women will say, boy, you get right to the point. Or they'll say, yes, sure. Or they'll say, yeah, absolutely, no problem. Let's go out. I like how you're straightforward. And then I'll give them my number. What?
I've never used that technique before.
Yeah, and then I just put in my phone number and say yours, and then the vast majority will give me the number, and then I call them and set up a date.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's something I just thought of recently, and I love it. Forget the hellos. Forget the asking them about some stupid-ass shit in their picture. I want to go out on a date. Now, a girl I talked to a little bit ago, before you, she's seemed cool and, you know, and we set up something for tomorrow at the park. She's local, lives in Toledo. And then she's like, I'm getting a call from my boss. Can I call you back afterward? And then she didn't call me back. I texted her an hour later and said, is he reading you a novel? ? Oh, And she said, she goes, no, LOL. She said, my sister contacted me and we're setting up something for summer. I have no idea. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, call me back after her? ? And then nothing. And then I even tried her for my two rogue numbers and no answer there either. So what's going on?
Can you explain to everybody what you mean by rogue numbers?
Oh, you know, like the fake numbers from text-free. So, like with a different area code, so that way when I call, they don't know who's calling, and if I get them the answer, I can go, aha! So you pick up a number you don't know, but you don't pick up my phone call.
Tom, that's a little crazy, man. Like, especially for, like, the first, like, not even meeting a girl. That's a little eccentric, man.
I know, but it's a way to catch them.
Okay, but let's say you catch them. Let's say you catch them into it, right? Boom. Ha-ha, bitch, I caught you. You'll answer this phone number, but you won't answer mine? In no situation is it going to benefit you.
I know, and I don't always do it like that. Sometimes I say, hey, and they'll say, who is this? I'll say, oh, it's Thomas. Hi. They're like, oh, you're calling from a different number. I'm like, yeah. Actually, I'm calling you from my work phone because my other phone has been having issues, so I thought I'd try it from here. I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow. Starting off the relationship with a lie. I like it.
Thank you.
No.
So anyway, what do you think her deal is? What's up? I don't get it.
I'm really curious to find out. That's why I want you guys to call. I want to interview both of you.
But, I mean, has she lost interest or what?
Well, no. Well, yeah, that goes too. I'm talking about the girl tonight. I'm talking about the girl tonight who said she wanted to go on something, that she won't give you her number until things are permanent. I want to know what she means by that.
I know, yeah. I'm going to find that out.
I want a live update. You know, I want to talk to you while you're actually on the date, right?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be. No, we won't
girl.
Be doing that. No,
oh,
no, no. No, that's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, I know. No, I guarantee it won't happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll tell you what. If things aren't going that well, I'll call. That's her.
Okay. All right, deal. Send me a text message and have me call you from that app.
Okay. Okay, now here's a good one for you. I messaged this girl, 43 in Temperance, match.com. Her name is Brady. And she said her age bracket is from 35 to 52. I'm only 1 year out of it, so I figured it'd be okay. And she said, I think you're a bit too young for me. And she put, instead of T-O-O, she wrote T-O, which, of course, is incorrect. So I said, you mean two. And I put quotations around two. And then I said, age is superficial, so you must be superficial, smiley face. And she said, thanks, thanks, but no thanks. That was harsh. I don't need you to correct me. I was being as nice as I can be. Now I know you're not my type anyhow. I said, I'm just teaching you proper English, my dear, smiley face. And she said, I didn't ask for your help. I said, I know, but you needed it, smiley face. And she said, thank you. She said, thank you for showing how true you really are. Just a piece of advice. Women don't like that. You should be more careful. And I said, learn proper English, smiley face. And she said, what the hell is a smiley face for? You're just being an ass, 5!
Huh.
Why is she bothering writing me? Back.
Well, Tom, you offended her, and she wants to defend herself, so she doesn't look like a dumbass.
Okay. Is she that bored?
No, I think you struck a nerve with her.
All right, I'll ask her that.
I think you really offended her, man. You know, which, whatever. You know, I mean, she rejected you. You didn't like
right.
it, so you lashed out at her to the only thing that you could, which was her poor grammar.
Right.
You know?
Just 1 second, Grant. Hold on. I'm getting a call. Can you hang on, please?
Sure.
Thanks. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody, I've known Tom now since he was in since grade school. And the guy's been on, like, about 400 dates. I'm not even kidding. About 400 dates the past year and a half. He is a serial dater. And some of the stories he has are crazy because he puts that lifestyle out there, and he just fucking runs with it. He doesn't care what anybody else thinks. He says what he says what he wants, and
hello.
And he just kind of goes with it. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Who are you talking to?
Well, I was telling our listeners exactly, like, you know, kind of your background a little bit.
Oh, okay. Anyway, well, I don't want to cut things short. That was my friend Sarah. She's been trying to get a hold of me, and then I want to get ready. Do you care if I hang up?
No. Please. It's been a long interview, ma'am. Have fun tonight.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear how it went.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, ma'am. Bye.
Thanks. Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.